Joel.
Chaimish. Mora says in Ksubis Amra Bila, Ba'usha Hiskinu, Hamevazbez, if you're Mevazbez, Ayivazbez Yisim Chaimish. Don't give more than a Chaimish. Tani Nami Hochi, Hamevazbez, Ayivazbez Yisim Chaimish. Shemi Yitzterich Labirs. Maybe he'll end up getting poor from it, and that's no good. Umaise Be'echot, Shabikesh Levazbez Yisim Chaimish. He wanted to, but like Niach Lechaveri. Umanoi, who wouldn't let him? Rabbi Yeshavav. V'amri lo, the story is the opposite. Rabbi Yeshavav wanted to give more than a chaimish, and his chaver wouldn't let him. Umani Rabbi Akiva. Am Rav Nachman v'tema Rabbi Lozer ben Yaakov my kraw. Where's the kraw? So what do you mean? Where's the kraw? This is a takanas usha, like an asmachta or something. That would be the pashup shot. What's asmachta? V'chol asher titan li aser asrenu loch. Right, that Yaakov Avinu said. Aser Asrenu is two meisers, which is a fifth. Okay, that's... Then the Gemara says, why? Two meisers is not a fifth. If you take off a tenth and then another tenth, it's going to be like 19.
0.19.
So the Gemara says, no, it's a hekish. The two meisers are the same. Yeah. Fine, okay. So that's the Gemara. Now, in the Yerushalmi, also talks about this. It says it on the Mishnah we say every morning, El Dvorim, Shein Lam Shir, Peah, Bikurim, Ryan, Gmilus Chasadim. Gmilus Chasadim has no Shir. So says the Yerushalmi, Hadod the Tamar Begufay. To do Gmilus Chasadim with your goof, Taka has no Shir. Ava Bamalaino, Ye Shir. But with your money, there is a Shir. And then it brings down, Vaasya Kai Domar Abishimin Ben Lakish, Bishim Rabbisa Ben Chanina, Busha Nimnu. You heard a new expression, it's a little different. We'll talk about it later. They said that said in Usha, you should be mafrish a chaymish of your money for a mitzvah. And in Yerushalmi language, mitzvah means tzedakah. So you should give a chaymish for tzedakah and heichon. Okay, then it goes into a whole other thing. And then it brings down the story with Rabbi Yeshavav again, that it just says it in a longer. In the Bible, it was Mekatzer. There it says, Rabbi Yeshava got up and he started giving everything he owned away to Anim. And Rabbi Gamliel said to him, They said Chaimish. So you shouldn't be doing that. So then the Yerushalmi asks a question. Wasn't Rabbi Gamliel alive before Usha? How did Rabbi Gamliel say that? That he was alive before Usha. So this part isn't so known, I don't think. The answers, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Boin, B'Shem, Rabbi Levi, Kach hoysa halocha biyodam. They had this halocha biyodam, Ushchachuha, and then it got forgotten. V'amdu hashnayim, and then the later years, they came and they remembered it, V'hiskimu al das harishayinim, and they were maskim to what the earlier thing was. This was a long time ago already, the thing about Chaimish.
That could be the Pshat and my Pro.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm sure getting to. L'lamedcha, and this teaches you, Shakol davar shebezdin noisni nafshon alav, if you're moiser nefesh for a din, whom is kaim, you'll get it back. K'moy shenemer l'moy shemisinai, exactly how it was said on Har Sinai. And then it brings a drasha, that Rashi brings in Chumash, ki davar loy davar reku mikem. The Torah is not empty, and if it's empty, it's only because of yourself, because you're not yagea enough. But they were yagea, and they got back the day. So now, there's an issue in the Mefarshei HaYerushalmi. When it says here that this was a halacha in their hands, and they forgot it. Does that mean that it was an earlier generation made the halacha? Or do they mean it was a halacha l'moisha misina? What? Well, how do you translate the Yerushalmi? Who made the din of Chaimish? An earlier doer, or was halacha l'moshe misinai? So in different places, this whole like paragraph of Yerushalmi is a whole bunch of different Yerushalmis. Some of them, it means earlier generation, and some of them, it's talking about halacha l'moshe misinai. That's why it's hard to know It's hard to know from the lashon, just using the lashon, it could be either way. So lemaisa, there's a machlekes. How to read the Yerushalmi? The Yofel Alev, he says the Yerushalmi means there was an earlier generation. But the Vilna Goin, in his parish on Peah, he says no. It means it's mina Torah, and it was mamash ahalocha lemoshe misina. And of course, according to the Gra, then when it says my Gra aser asren v'loch, it really is a deraisa. So it's you know that's
and the Bavli giving a reason though.
Of Shema, of you mean yeah. If it's a deraisa?
Yeah, it's nothing to do with Shema. Historical that sounds like good advice.
It doesn't even sound like a real Isser almost, even right. Though it says Ushehiskinu.
Right.
I hear. Okay, so something I'm going to say could help, but I guess in the Poshup shot, you'd have to say that was maybe. Oh, it's like Rabbi Shimon the Darshan. Or maybe the shot is. That like the halach l'mishmi, like I'll give an example. The Gemara brings a story that Rav Ukva, right before he died, gave away half his money to tzedakah. So the Gemara says, how do you do that? You're not allowed to give more than a chaimish. So the Gemara says, what's the whole reason why he can't do it? Maybe he'll be tzarech labrias. Well, he's dying anyways, it doesn't matter. So like maybe the halach l'mishmi Sinai incorporated that, like it's only in a case. Because we'll see later other like cases where we say it's not a melech. Some say a king don't have to worry shemit tzarech labrias. I'll just make another tax. So maybe they're like the halacha mishmisi and they said the reason. I don't know. But okay, so the reason why to learn that it is a halacha mishmisi I hear is because one of the things in the Mishnah elu dvarim she'en lamshir hapeya habikurim harayin. Right, what is Ryan? So everybody here knows, whoever was learning Chagiga with us, right, that the Gemara says that it's machlekas what Ryan is. One Manda Amar Rabbi Yochanan says it's talking about how many times you are oila l'regel. You can go Sukkot, Pesach 100,000 times to be oila l'regel to the Beis HaMikdash. But the Korban yesh loishir. The Korban Hariyah has a shear because the Rabbi Yochanan Omar Mo Kesef Doi Raisa. Because Rabbi Yochanan says that that the shear of Mo, it says in the first Mishnah, you know, in Chagiga, that you need to buy it for one Mo as a Doraisa. Rish Lakish Omar. Rish Lakish says, no, it means the Korban doesn't have a shear. The Mishnah says Mo Kesef. That's Midrabban. So Paisus explains that means that when it says in this Mishnah, Ein Lam Shir means Ein Lam Shir Midaraisa. Because that's what Rish Lakish is saying. That since it's only Midarabanan, it's Ein Lam Shir. And then Paisus says the same goes on Peah. It says Peah is Ein Lam Shir. I learned Mishnah's Peah. It says you have to give a 60th. Minimum of a 60th. So Paisus, that's a Durabanan. When we say Elam Shir, it means Midaraisa. So then what's going on that the Yerushalmi said, Elu Dvarim Shem Shir Mils Chasodim, this is with your goof. But with your money, there's a Shir, because of Usha. Why is that an issue? Usha is not a Deraisa, Usha is a Derabbanan. So who cares about Usha? So the Goyin is telling you, because the Yerushalmi says it wasn't really Usha. It was really Halach L'Mishim Yisini Minat Torah. Memela, that's pshat. In other words, that is pshat in the Yerushalmi. To give tzedakah more than a fifth is mamish minat Torah. Ashir minat Torah. And memela, when it says in the Mishnah, Elam Shir Gemilas Chasadim, that's only Gufa.
So
well,
if it's Halach L'Mishim Yisini, what would be a pshat?
Well, it's like the Rambam writes in the Hakdama that yet we have Halacha Mishim Yisinai's the Ramizi Bikra. He gives example. The Gemara says Nisa Chamayim Halacha Mishim Yisinaihu, and then the Gemara says because Mayim. So I guess it's the same kind of thing like that. So the Yafal Alev says from a Sefer Yitzchak Yiranin that how could you say that it's Halacha Mishim Yisinai? But there's a famous Rambam in three places, in Mamrim and in and in his Hakdama to Mishnayis, and in Sefer Mitzvahs, that there is never a machloikis in Halachal Mishmi Sinai. Loi timtza cholkim b'halachal Mishmi Sinai. And we have a Mishnah in Erchin, and the Gemara explains on that Mishnah that it's the Gemara says, the Mishnah says that Rabbi Eliezer said, if somebody is makdish, is machrim, it's a type of hekdish, everything he owns, it's nachal. And then Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah says, look and see, from here we see how it is wrong to just waste all your money and give away all your money. You should be chasim, you're going to chasim, and madach, Hashem won't even let you give it to the Beis HaMikdash, all the more so, to stam waste your money, you shouldn't waste your money. So the Gemara says, b'may pligi, it sounds like they're both agreeing, Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Lez and Razar. So the Gemara says, they're arguing if there's a takana of chaymish. Behod Rabbi Ila, the Omer Rabbi Ila, b'usha hiskinu, so Rabbi Eliezer, he doesn't hold it there. So he just said the din flat. He just said, don't give away everything. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah is adding, no, you have to be chasayin and chasim, you can't even give more than a fifth. So frek the yafal alev, and it turns out it's a machlekes tanoim, if you're allowed a mimavaz bez more than a chaymish. So how could that be halacha l'moshe misinai? So therefore, he wants to argue and say, no, that's not the Pshat in the Yerushalmi, can't be, it just means an earlier generation.
Means there's no machlokes in existence or in the
deed. Oh, that's Mamash, what I want to get to. There's that is, Maritzchis Mamash says that in the existence. By Tzorayrus. That's right.
But Elizabeth Horkness' father was made that neder to give away all the Nechazim.
Yeah, well, originally he said, I won't give you anything. Right. And then at the end, he gave away half of...
He was Mater
Neder.
Right?
He was Mater the Neder. And then he gave half of his everything he owned to Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, the Acharenim do ask, how did he do that? Why it's more than a fifth? To me, it seems a very interesting question. It's his son-in-law. It's not...
It's a gift.
Yeah.
It's a gift.
It's like, okay, but... So, one of the Mepharshim says a real funny thing. He says, it says he gave half of his mamoinai. But the Gemara says that a person should invest a third in karka, a third in metaltel, and then a third should have in cash. So he gave a half his cash to his son-in-law, was only a sixth of his assets. That's not the Pashut shot. Because somebody has a real good shlug up on it. Because the Gemara says that Mar Ukva, when he's about to die, he gave half his mamoinot away. So the Gemara says, how did he do it? You're not allowed to give more than a fifth. Who says more than a fifth? LMI, when it says half your money, it means half your money. That's a bit looks like a good. Yeah, that means all your assets.
When we say a fifth, we only talk about tzedakah now, not mitzvah.
Oh, we'll get to that too very shortly. So that's his kash. So the first thing I want to say over is this rush. I think this rush shows us an important thing. The Rosh is talking about mitzvahs in general. And the Rosh is in Bava Kama and Daf Tes. And he says, we see in the Gemara there that you don't have to give a hoin rav to do a mitzvah. Why? Because the Gemara says, do you think that if a person has three mitzvahs and each one costs a third of his whole money, that he would have to give away all his money to do three mitzvahs? So the Rosh says, yeah, why not? So LMI, you see, you don't. And then the Rosh says, so from here I see, you don't have to give a hon rav for a mitzvah. We have a story that Rabban Gamliel spent $1,000 sela or dinar to buy one lulav. It's a story in Sukkah. He says, that was a guzma. That's a lashon he uses. And then he fears, and he says, but you don't really have to do that. Then he says, and we also find, v'gam amru chachamim, hamavaz b'zal yivaz b'zitzim echaymish. Okay, that's the Rosh. That's the words of the Rosh. Now there are two opinions on how to read that Rush. The Rabbeinu Yerucham, which is the Bach brings him in Hilchos Lulav, Rabbeinu Yerucham says, the Rosh just said, you are forbidden to spend more than a fifth of your money to perform a mitzvah. And how did Rabbi Gamliel spend all that money on his lulav? He didn't. It's a guzma. When it says 1,000, it doesn't. It's an exaggeration. He spent a lot of money, but it was under a fifth. Yeah, somebody asks, how do we know how much money he had? Maybe he owned more than 5,000. Okay, I don't know. But they're assuming that it was over a fifth.
So it wouldn't be such a big mile if they hadn't had a lot of money.
Well, I guess it could be a lot, but it was a sixth of a person's money is pretty much for a lulav. But it wasn't a fifth. That's what he takes out of this Rush.
It's nasi, so it could be noach.
Oh, yeah, the Bach, he wants to say that since he was a nasi, it wasn't a problem. That's his own, the Bach. The Bach himself wants to say that. He says, I think the answer could be that he was a nasi. This is how he explains. He says, a nasi, there's a din, gadleyu mishalacha. You have to make a mitzvah. So Memela, he had no problem. As soon as he comes back and he says, I'm out 1,000 dinar, gets another 1,000 dinar. That's what the Bach says, why he was able to do it.
Maybe before
when
he was deposed.
Maybe.
Was he deposed?
Oh, at a certain point. I don't know where he was up to at that point. I hear it. Anyways,
it
okay.
Go with Chol Yitzchak Habrius. Does that mean, is he... Start a chabrit, is that iser, meaning give away so people give you more money, like the Kohen Gadol, the Nasi, or the Melech, or whatever.
Yeah. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't be mitzvah. You shouldn't come on to even that kind of coming on. Like even if Al Tzgalim, Michel Echav.
That's a big mile if he's going to get the money back, you know, like the Bach.
That's true. What's the whole? It's just somebody making everyone else be.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good title.
You can have item for that.
So this is how they read it. Now, they, for some reason, are not being makbid on the opening line of the Rush. Because the Rush wrote in the beginning, you don't have to. He didn't say it's aser. He just said you don't have to. Then at the end he wrote, "V'gam amru chachamim hamavaz bezai vaz bez yeser mechemish." The Rabbeinu Yerucham took that last line as the serious line, and that's you see now he's the first one. You see that Rabbeinu Yerucham just told us that it goes on other mitzvahs, because elulav. He's using hamavaz bezai vaz bez yeser mechemish for elulav. The Ramah brings the Rush the way it is. He just says, Yoiser me chaymesh einoi chayov lahoitzi for alulav. And what does the Rush mean when he says, I, Rabbi Gamliel, did it, and it's a guzma? Why does it have to be a guzma? So he reads the word guzma like the other pshat in the Bach there. It just means he didn't have to. He just went way above. Doesn't mean guzma that it wasn't true. Not that that's what the Rush is saying. He was magzim. He did way more. It just means he did way more than he was mechuyev. And what do you do with the last line then? K'moisha amru. V'gam amru chachamim ha'mevaz bezai vaz bez yeser mechuyev. But I thought you're telling me that you could. That's only by tzedakah you're not allowed. But you are allowed for a lulav. Okay, now what's the difference? There's a Be'er Halacha, he's talking about a different svara, but he makes a chilek. He says, tzedakah is not my mitzvah. Everyone has to take care of the poor person. So memela, there's a limit on me. I shouldn't give a fifth. Next guy has to go, you know. But Mashenkin, you don't tell me I'm usher to shake lulav. If I want to shake lulav, and I want to give more than a fifth of my money, there's no iser. That would be the chilek. They only made the iser on tzedakah, which isn't my personal mitzvah, and will get done from somebody else. But on lulav, it's not an iser. Oh, but now the problem is, so if it's only by tzedakah, so how did you bring it in? So in other words, so what? So it's only by tzedakah. So don't bring it in. Oh, so here is where I'm finally trying to pinpoint the pshat. The pshat would be like this: that there's two halves to this thing in Usha. There's the half which is the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, which is that more than a fifth is pater. That's the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. You don't have to go over a fifth. In Usha, they added on to that even more, and they said, you're not allowed. And the part that they said you're not allowed is taka only by tzedakah. But it's built on the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai that you don't have to give more than a fifth. So the rush makes sense. The rush is saying, just like we see, by tzedakah that you're not allowed, but vos licht unter dem, that you don't have to give more than a fifth for a mitzvah. So that half of it is a general thing, that you don't have to give more than a fifth for a mitzvah. For lula, for any mitzvah, it's too much. You don't have to give so much money. The extra takana that you're not allowed, okay, that is by tzedakah. That was in Usha Hiskinu, that you're not even allowed. So that was how I wanted to understand the rush. That's how the Ramah would explain the rush. That by another mitzvah, it's a ptur. You don't have to spend more than a fifth for a lulav. Why do we apply that half? Because that's taka from the Tayyar, from Halacha L'moshe mi-Sinai. The second thing that they add on, Usha, you're not allowed, that's a special thing by tzedakah. That we don't apply to other places. And then I found in the Rashash, he doesn't bring the Rush or anything. The Rashash and Peya on his own just says, this Yerushalmi says it's Halacha L'moshe mi-Sinai. That Mistama, the Halacha L'moshe mi-Sinai was just a ptur for more than a fifth. And probably in Usha they added on that it's Usher. So the Iker, I found the Iker Mahalach, at least in the Rashash.
Earlier, somebody said that it was forgotten.
Yeah, the Yerushalmi says it was forgotten. Well, it's
you don't need to forget. You're adding something.
Yeah, but I'll say over the whole thing again how that went. It went like this. It says that Rabbi Yeshavab gave away all his money to the poor. Right. And Rabbi Gamliel sent them a message, a fifth. Amru Chaimish. So the Yerushalmi says, how did that happen? They all lived before Usha. So the Yerushalmi says, no, it was an old thing. And was forgotten, and then in Usha they made it again.
But if you don't need to say it was forgotten.
I see what you mean. You're saying according to the Rashash, maybe
they remembered it, but Usha added one more thing.
You're right. What would the whole kash of the Yerushalmi be? What would the whole kash of the Yerushalmi be in the first place? If in Usha they added on a thing, yeah. Right here, that's a good kasha. I don't know what to say. It's a tiny. It's good. Right here, it's a kasha. It would only make sense if you would say like the Yafel Aleiv. Yeah, but we're not going. Yeah, no. Good kasha. Okay. But anyways, the Gra clearly doesn't say like this. The Gra says black and white that it was a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai al yevaz biz yoser mechaimish. And he says beferish that nothing was added in Usha. All they did was they remembered, reinstated it. He says beferish, which is really you're saying a very good raya from that Etzem Yerushalmi to that. That really was nothing new. So now, if the Gra is really saying that nothing was new, I forgot to say what I wanted to answer with that. I wanted to answer with that the kasha of the Yafaleiv. How could he have a machlokes tanoim about a halach l'moshe mi-Sinai? Well, if you go with the Rashash's pshat, there's no problem because halach l'moshe mi-Sinai was only that it's pater, and they were arguing about the Isser. But according to the Gra, the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai was the iser. So according to that, which will clear you have a good ride to that, then we're still in trouble. So how could there be a machlokes about the iser?
And the Rabbanan overrode the Tour d'Oraisa by Neres Chanukah and Abba Kossos?
Like, I mean, Pierce my next.
I know, but how they override... How they override... if it's Darabanan, okay, so they could say. But if this is Halacha d'Oraisa that you're potter...
It's only by... It's only by
No, he's saying coin to the Gro.
Coin to the Gro says it was even Isser. I hear, well, you need to know if the Gro held is by all mitzvahs, right? The Gro, when he says that it's Halacha Mishpisena, that it's Isser, does he mean like the Shita that it's only by Tzedakah, or does he mean all mitzvahs? It could
be.
Takes
a little literally.
It could be here. Maybe right. It's only by Tzedakah. Could be. So now we got this problem, right? If you say like the Gra, it's Halacha Mishmisina, you're not allowed to be Mvazvi is more than a Chaymish. So then how could there be a Machlekes? So on this I want to say two simple answers. One is what Rabbi Aaron was already started to say, that there are a lot of kashes on the Rambam all over the place. We do find Machlekes about Halacha Mishmisina. There's one famous one, Bava Kama, on Sroiris. Sumcha says you pay the full, and the Rabbanan say half, and it's Halacha Mishum Sinai. And there are many cases. Right? There's a famous tshuva from the Chabas Yor going through many, many of these cases. So I know two, there's like, if you look in the Frankel Rambam, you can spend a week finding all the different answers. I know two answers. One is famous answer from the Maratzchias, that everyone has to agree to the that there is a Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. They argue on details of the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. So Sumcha says there was Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, but it was that you pay Nezek Shalem. The Rabbanan say that the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai was that you pay Chatzi Nezek. So then you're out of trouble because you could have the same thing. One was saying the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai was you're not allowed to give more than a fifth. The other one is saying it's just that you're potter from a fifth. So that's easy. Then there's the Briskerov in Anuma says, the answer is, he thinks this is a poshut answer, he says, bases it on a whole story in the Yerushalmi. If it was an accepted Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, of course there's no machlekes. But all those Machlekesim were because we have a Gemara that when Yeshua Ben Nun died, I mean when Moshe Rabbeinu died, they forgot like 300 or 3,000 Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, and Asniel Ben Knaz brought them back mi-pilpulay. He says, he brings the Yerushalmi that one of those ones that, which they forgot happened to be Chatois HaMeisais, okay, and then they brought it back with a pilpulay, and the Yerushalmi says, now you're allowed to argue. So he says what it means is very poshut. Because now it's not a fact that it was a Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. It's being revived through pilpul. So another person can make a pilpul and say, you got it wrong. So he says, therefore he would think any machlaikis where you find them about Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai must have been probably from those 3,000 Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinais. You have 3,000, so you, as long as you're under that number, it could be one of those ones they forgot, and they brought it back. Mipilpuloi, that's his.
Say something derives the plumber.
Well, I mean,
you don't know what the halacha is.
Well, this pilpuloi, he says, means like they did Yud Gimel Midos. They made a kal v'chaimer or whatever, and like any other sugya, you know, this Tana says the kal v'chaimer is good. The other Tana says, and Mimela, they ended up with a machlaikas.
That's a question. So, say how that it's subaddressed before by a.
Oh, you mean there's a machlaikas? There's a Rambam that's mashra that halacha mishmisina lakula by Zahari. Okay. So anyway, Mimela, according to the Biskarov, for sure this is fine because it says clearly they forgot this halacha mishmisina. You don't have to guess. It says they forgot the halacha mishmisina and then they revived it. So then you have no problem having a machlekes. Okay, this is how we could answer for the Vilna Gaon. Okay? So this is really the end of the first half of what I wanted to say. It comes out at the end of the day, we're ending up like this. That according to some, this din was a drabonan din, Aivals, Bezias, and Mechemish. The Gra learns from the Yerushalmi, it was a deraisa din. And in the deraisa, we have the Rashash saying that it's just a deraisa on the potter part. But we have a problem with that. If this is, I don't know. And the gross is no. The deraisa is mamish al yevazbis. I had a machlekes. Gave two answers. Okay. Now we'll go more into the practical part of this din and try to read this Rambam and Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. Very hard to read. About the same thing for like the Be'er Halacha said, because tzedakah is someone else will take care of him. So there's it's lighter, but other mitzvahs, it's my own mitzvah. You have to do it. That the Be'er Halacha says. That's the pshat in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef, it says on Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham says that all mitzvahs work the same way. Like for a lulav, it's a chaimesh, or at least meiser. He writes, you know, just like by tzedakah. And the Beis Yosef writes, I don't know where Rabbeinu Yerucham got this. So the Eli Rabbah says, what do you mean you don't know where he got it? He said where he got it. He got it from tzedakah. What's bothering you? So the Be'er Halacha says, what's bothering the Beis Yosef is, how do you know that what it says by tzedakah applies to a lulav? Tzedakah is, and that's where he says this thing. Tzedakah is a thing for everyone. So fine, you did your share. But a lulav who says, that's how he explains the Beis Yosef.
He said it's a raya that it can't be din
stucker
because otherwise how can you give him
more than a chaimish? Oh, okay. Very good. The Chafetz Chaim also talks about this. Here, now I'll read you the words in the Rambam. And this is what it says. Really, I copied it out of the Shulchan Aruch. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Hilchas Tzedakah, in Simen Reish Mem Tes, Shir Nisi Nosa. Yeah, how much tzedakah should a person give? Im yodoy maseges, chayr means like if he can afford it. Yitain kefi tzorechanim, give how much they need. Ve'im ein yodoy maseges kolkach, right? Can't afford so much. Yitain ad chaymesh nechasav, he should give up to a chaymesh. Mitzvah min amuvcher. That's a mitzvah min amuvcher. Echad me'asora is mita beninis, right? Meiser is benini. Pach mikan ein ra. Okay, that's the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. So, if you read it, the way it sounds is, if a person can afford it, just keep on going, right? You just have to keep on going. Kafit zerachanim, whatever they need. If you can't afford it, so much. Kolkach, then give up to a chaimish for a mitzvah min amuvchar. So the question here is, you forgot the whole thing of saying that you're not allowed to give more than a fifth. Not only you didn't say it, but you said you have to give more than a fifth if you can afford it. If you can't afford it so much, so then a fifth is mitzvah min amuvchar. So what's going on over here?
In the usher.
Both things are shver. The usher it sounds like he's supposed to give more than a fifth. And the person who isn't Maseges Kolkach, he never wrote that you can't give more than a fifth. He just said it's a mitzvah minuvchar to give a fifth. It sounds like more than that. It's way over. You don't have to. He didn't say you shouldn't do it. Comes along Rama and he throws it in. Ve'al yivaz biz yosir mechaimish. Okay? That's he put it in. But in Rambam, Shulchan Aruch left it out. So there's the shot. First, we'll talk about the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. What happened? So in Igros Moshe, he writes that it looks like they don't hold of it. And it's a Gemara. The Rambam maybe holds that the whole Gemara is not talking about tzedakah. The Gemara is talking about Hekdesh, because we find in Erechin that that Mishnah was discussing being Makdish, and the Gemara brings it over there, which I guess, really, I don't know what Yaakov was doing when he said, I'm going to give Chaimish to what? To poor people or to Hekdish, to from his Beach, Korbanis? I don't know. I didn't look in the Mepharshim. But according to that, that's what that what Rav Moshe says. Now, the only problem is that there is only one place where the Rambam does bring this Gemara of and that is in Erechin, Taka. And there he writes, Lo'olam lo yakdish adam v'lo yachrim kol nechasa. V'ho'isa kein, if he gives away everything, over al das ha'kosuv. Sha'arei wo'imer, it says in the Chumash, mikol asher lo'i, from all that he has. V'lo'i kol asher lo'i, but not all that you have. K'moy shabir v'chachamim. Ve'ein zu chasidus. Somebody gives away all he has is not a chasidus, el ashtus. Sha'arei hu ma'abit kol mamoyna. V'yitztarech labriyas. Ve'ein marachmim alof. Uvazeh v'chayoytze boi, amru chachamim, Chosid Shaita Michlal Mevali Oila. Mevali Oila. He's ruining the world. Elo, here it is, finally. Kol ha mefazer mamoine b'mitzvahs al yefazer yoser mechemish. That's the only place in the whole Rambam where it says it. But it did say in the Rambam b'mitzvahs. It sounds like the Rambam is saying any mitzvah. So it's a little tough to say it's only by Hekdesh because the Lashon is b'mitzvahs. So now, back to the problem then. So if the Rambam wrote that if you're mafazir mamoyne b'mitzvahs, you should give more than a chaimish, so how come when it came to tzedakah, he left it out?
It doesn't depend what type of tzedakah, if the ani is starving.
Oh, very good. So now, you'll mamashir, that's so the Chofetz Chaim says pshat in the Rambam, in his Sefer Navas Chesed. He says pshat like this. If you look up in the Perisha Mishnayis, Elu Dvarim, She'en Lam Shir, Gmils Chasanim, it says in the Rambam that I will explain to you how to give tzedakah. If a man is poor, and he gives a bunch of examples, either he doesn't have clothing, or he doesn't have food, or he needs to be redeemed from a prison, then you are mechuyiv to give a chaimish. But once you gave a chaimish, even though it wasn't enough, Hashem won't have any tainus on you. Ain't no love tainus oven anymore. If you want to give more than a chaimish, you're a tzaddik. You're a chassid. Okay, that's what it says there in the Rambam. So, frak the Chofetz Chaim, what do you mean? You're not allowed to give more than a chaimish. What do you mean you're a tzaddik? So, zok the Chofetz Chaim, you see that the Rambam split up that there's two sugyas. There's the Yerushalmi and there's the Baal. The Yerushalmi wrote, remember the Lashon, the Yerushalmi said, it's a mitzvah to give a chaimish. And the Bavli wrote, al yavaz beiz yoyser mechaimish. So the Rambam learned there's like two things. If you have a person in front of you who's poor, then you've got to give him a chaimish. And not only that, because that's the real deraisa of tzedakah. Not only that, it's a bigger tzaddik to even give more than a chaimish, just so you don't have to. And the Rambam, and the Bavli is talking about mevazbez. Yeah, the guy's like a mitzvah tycoon, you know, he likes to do mitzvahs, so he's like trying to find mitzvahs. So right, you want to give money to tzaddik, you find anim and things. So then, you're not allowed to give more than a fifth of your money to mitzvahs. But that's the way the Rambam split it up. So in other words, the whole sugya of not being allowed to give more than a fifth is if you're looking to give away your money. Similar to like that guy who was donating money to the Beis HaMikdash. Who asked you? Right? Stop giving away. So you can't give more than a fifth of your money to the Beis HaMikdash. The same thing, if you want to give away your money to Anim, or whatever, you're going searching for Anim and so on, then it's an Isser. But in the case where the anim are there and they're asking for the money, then it's the other way around. Then the Rambam says he's mechuyev achaimish, and he is a bigger chassid if he even gave more than a chaimish. And he writes there that this is, he calls it yeshayimrim. He doesn't write the yeshayimrim light, but he writes it's a yeshayimrim. This is the Rambam shita, and that's how he learns
Pidyon,
up the Gemara.
Pidyon Nefashos,
Pidyon Shavuim, he
why
writes...
Why is that only a Chumash, then?
Why, that's okay. He says, in the thing, he writes, this is all if it doesn't reach the Sakonis Nefashos. It's a case of a Pidyon Shavuim where it's not reaching the Sakonis Nefashos. If it's Sakonis Nefashos, you have to give whatever you can. Which even that is not agreed upon. I read in the thing Rabbi Yoshev said, nope, still only up to a chaymish. But that's a whole shmooze. I didn't my eye into that shmooze. But I'll kapon him, the way that it comes out, like...
In that case, you don't have to give, but
avada you could.
You can.
Avada, yeah. Yeah. So Mimela, according to this, that's the pshat in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, which the whole Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, the way the Rambam sets it off is imba ani v'shal limamayin. So then the Rambam says, chaymish is mitzvah min amuvchar, and he never writes that it's us to give more. Of course not, because we're talking about that there's an ani around. The only place he ever wrote the din, you shouldn't give more than a fifth, is out there in Erechin, where he just said, you should know that if you're stam varfing money to the mitzvahs, you're not allowed to give, it's iser to give more than a fifth. But otherwise, there's no iser. Now, the Chofetz Chaim still says that it's still hard for him, he still says it's a little tzarchin how to read this, because the din in Shulchan Aruch still said, Im yodei maseges, give as much as the aniim need. V'im ein yodei maseges kol kach, then chaymish is a mitzvah nemuvchar. So where did that come from? That the din is if the guy is totally can afford it, your mamash chayiv to give more than a fifth. So where did that exactly come from? But it looks like he doesn't. Well, but read the whole thing. Im yodam aseges yiten kefit tzarechanim, v'im ein yodam aseges kol kach yiten ad chaymish nechasav. So
the first case is I'm a billionaire. The ani needs a million. A million is less than a fifth. I should give him the 4 million.
But even if
so, why do we have to divide?
Second case is a million is more than a fifth for me. So I give what I can afford, not the full bill.
So why did he have to write so much words? Let him just write Shir in Asinasa Ad Chaimish Nachasav Mitzvah Min Amuvcher. Why do you have to waste all his ink and write? If he's Yoram Aseges, then
everything he needs, even if it's more than a fifth.
Right. If not, then why did he write that for?
What's Pshat Maseges? Well, the way how do you measure what I can afford?
Well, you mean what's called that he can afford?
Right. Minimum living standards.
No, it means that he's not going to be in Sarkozy.
Right, exactly.
Same thing.
Right.
I saw some Svarim write it. That's how Rav Moshe writes it. And the Chofetz Chaim, that this Shulchan Aruch is saying here, that if it's not a problem at all for him, then he's chayiv to give more than a fifth. That's what they take out of this din in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, and I guess that it's coming from Svara. I guess in other words, the pshat is because what's Usha doing over here? Usha is saying that if it's more than a fifth of your money, then you're pater, right? We're talking about the anis there, and you have to give vos epis. Why a fifth? What are they trying to do over here? Take away a mitzvah? So the pshat has to be because the person is hard for him. So, but if it's easy and it's not a problem at all for him to give more than a fifth, why should they take away the mitzvah? I guess. But there are some that say what you were saying. That no, the Shulchan Aruch is saying up till a fifth. Even the person who could afford it. The Chofetz Chaim wants to say that maybe what the Rambam is saying is like this. That when you can fully assist the ani, that's what the Rambam means when he says Yodam Aseges. If I can fully assist him to get him his whole thing, that's when I have to go even more than a fifth. And that also only if he can afford it. But if I can't anyways help the ani fully, then it's only a mitzvah min a muvcher to do a fifth, and me ikar adin, I can get away with a meiser. That's what he wants to say.
What's this far there? I mean, if I can help him 80% of the way,
yeah, why
the
should they? Yeah, right. Why? I don't know.
What's why is it this, all or nothing?
Why is it? Yeah, I don't even know. Why should that be a svara? I don't know. Okay, anyways, it comes out like this.
Once you get 80%, then he's no longer nani, so you can't collect money from anybody else.
That should be the biggest problem.
So anyways, what are we saying over here? That if you read the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, poshut, read it the normal way, it sounds like that if the person has no problem, he has a chiyah for more than a fifth. Only if he's any of us, I guess, kolkach, whatever that means, then changes totally. Then it's meiser or mitzvah min hamuvcher to give a chaimish. Okay, then you have the Ramah. The Ramah says that al yivaz biz yosim chaimish. So the Moshe says this means a flat no. No, the Ramah is saying no. No one's giving more than a chaimish. Finished. The and he's arguing, and that's what they're all. The Igros Moshe, yeah, in Yoyradeya Simin Kuf Mem Gimel Chelik Aleph, the end of the tshuva, he says that even though it sounds like the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch paskening, you should even give more than a chaimish, but Ramah says no is no. Minchas Yitzchak says, and he's quoting from Shvilei David earlier sefer that. The Shulchan Aruch had two cases. The person who was Yoram HaSeges, who could afford it, and there it said, give even more than a chaimish. Then the second half was that if you can't afford a kolkach, chaimish is mitzvah and a muvcher. The Ramah is attaching on to that, that he's saying, you left out something. And more than a chaimish, you're not allowed. But he's not going back on the Yoram HaSeges. So Mimela, he says, Yoram HaSeges, there's no two shittas. Yoram HaSeges stays with the din of Yoyser Mechaimish. Now, for some funny reason, I don't understand what happened there, he writes, Yochel. You could give more than a Chaimish if you're Yoram HaSeges. I don't know where that Yochel came from. L'chayra, if you're sticking with the Mechaber and the Rambam, then you're Chayim. But I saw the same thing as in the Chochma Zadim. He writes, look in Shulchan Aruch, if it's Yoram HaSeges, Im Huasher, Yochol Litein, Mutter Litein, more than a Chaimish. I don't know where that came in, this Mutter and Yochol. In Chofetz Chaim and in Rav Moshe, they both write that the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch are saying Chayiv. But you see that they're saying Yochol. Okay. So that's the shittas. So let's go through what we're saying lemaisa. We're coming out like this, that as far as giving more than a chaimish, there are three shittas. The pashtus of Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam is that he's mechuyev more than a chaimish if he's Yoram HaSeges. You have the Chochmas Adam and the Sminchas Yitzchak that are paskening lemaisa yochol, but they took off the chayiv. And then you have Igros Moshe, Aser. He said, we go with Ramah, Aser. Less than under Chaimish, between Meiser and Chaimish, over here you have that the Rambam says Chayiv, in Persha Mishnayis, says Chayiv, and the Chofetz Chaim brings that day, he says that's the Das HaGra. Because the Gra wrote in a letter, it's a famous letter that he wrote that people read, it's printed in many places, that he told his wife that if you're not going to give a chaimish, you're going to be over an Isser Daraisa. And the Chofetz Chaim says that the Gra went with that Rambam. That when the Ani is there and needs the money, then it's a Chiv Daraisa to give a chaimish. Then you have the Pashtus of Shulchan Aruch, is, but that's all if it's not hard, because the Shulchan Aruch wrote, Im ein yoram asegas kolkach, yitein ar chaimish mitzvah nemuvcher. Which means that this thing that it's a chiv is only if it's not hard on him. But if it's ein yoram asegas kolkach, then it's only a mitzvah min hamuvcher to give a chaimish. So I don't know what the Gra, he didn't have any money. I don't know how come he told his wife that it's a chiv deraisa to give, he was almost starving. I don't know why he said to his wife it's a chiv deraisa, but I guess maybe he held that he was still Yarem HaSeges. It wasn't, he considered a very mitzumtzum amount.
Chaimish of zero, zero.
No, I mean, he had food. I guess he yeah, okay. Now that's the Iker Ladina. Just, I'll just say real fast, there's the Chafetz Chaim has a few exceptions over there that he brings, that even though after this whole thing of Aliyah Vazbeis and Mechaimish, one is Bishas Misosoi, then it says Beferish, the Ramot says Yitin Kol Asher Eloi, if he wants, and Rabbi Kveger, though, brings on the side there, Yesha Imrim from the Shiltis, not more than a third. He shouldn't give away more than a third of his money to Tzedakah. And that's one. Then he brings down the famous Shita Mekubetzes, that for Lahachzik Torah, a person is allowed to be give more than a chaimish. It's based on a medrash that Rabbi Tarfon spent all his money, and the Chafetz Chaim has another medrash that Rabbi Meir made 3 shekel a week, and he gave 1 shekel a week to Torah. So you see, he went over a chaimish for that. And then the Chafetz Chaim has his own thing, that if a person has a set salary, and he knows that he needs for his budget, kach v'kach, and in between that and the rest of the money is more than a chaimish, it's fine. Because he's not going to be yitzterich labrius from that, if he has a set budget. So that's the other heter he gives for more than a chaimish.
You see, by Hillel, he spent half.
Oh, you mean Hillel to go learn right himself. To
Shema, right.
Well, that could be a little different. Because that's not for tzedakah. He just wanted to.
That's like the lulav.
Yeah. That's for mitzvah.
That's like the lulav.
And here I want to throw in a Hasidish things that from the Baal HaTanya said a new thing. He said, "How come it's not brought in the Rambam anywhere about La'ivaz b'ziyaser mechaimish?" The Erech Shai brings it. That he says because avada, if you want to get kapora for your chatoim, then you can spend all the money in your world, just like you want to spend money on a house. So for sure, if you want... So he says, nowadays, it's not a gay. Everybody wants kapor with a chatoim. So there's no more thing about your house. It's mechaimish. The whole thing was, in those days, he had tzaddikim gemurim. But nowadays, he says, everybody wants to give their money.
Where is
this? In Hilchos Tzedakah. Yeah, in Yeri Dayan. Okay.
On the way that you should take one quarter of easy and third.
I'm still getting over the shot. I still haven't got it.
That's like an Usha. That's a easy. He tells it to do.
Oh, wow.
Joey.
I know that they have it. You haven't looked for that tank yet.
I forgot all about it. What is it?